The Central Bureau of Investigation arrests Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from the Delhi court premises. Arrest took place before the Supreme Court could even hear the ED case. Arvind Kejriwal has now withdrawn the petition in the Supreme Court hours before the hearing. In ED custody, CBI arrests Chief Minister. Om Birla elected the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha. He was voted as Speaker by a voice vote. This is his second straight term as Lok Sabha Speaker. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his maiden address to the 18th Lok Sabha, congratulates Om Birla, calls him an inspiration for first time and new MPs. Opposition's no fear or favour pitch to Om Birla. Rahul Gandhi says he firmly believes that the opposition cannot be and won't be silent. Akhilesh Yadav too invokes an unbiased approach from the Speaker. Well, the big story that we are tracking at this hour, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has been arrested by the Central Bureau of Investigation. He was arrested by the CBI from the Delhi court. So while the Delhi Chief Minister has been in the ED custody, he has now been arrested by the CBI. He was arrested just before the hearing in the Supreme Court. Arvind Kejriwal had challenged the High Court's bail cancellation. Remember, Arvind Kejriwal got bail in the ED case from the Rouse Avenue court that was stayed by the High Court yesterday. The Supreme Court was, of course, scheduled to hear the matter. But just ahead of the Supreme Court hearing in the matter, Arvind Kejriwal has now been arrested by the Central Bureau of Investigation. This after Arvind Kejriwal was questioned by the CBI in Tihar Jail last night. Let's get you the latest from Parliament. Om Birla has become the Speaker of the Lok Sabha once again after a historic election for the post of the Speaker that was held in the Lok Sabha today. After Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced the motion, it was backed by 13 members of the NDA, and following a voice vote, Om Birla has been chosen as the Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Om Birla to the Speaker's chair, following which Prime Minister, in his maiden address to Parliament after securing a third term, has congratulated the Speaker and listed out the Speaker's many achievements. He's called Om Birla an inspiration for young MPs and first-time MPs. Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav, interestingly, also spoke soon after Prime Minister and have exuded confidence in the fact that this is an opposition that cannot be silenced in the 18th Lok Sabha. Akhilesh Yadav has also urged the Speaker to function fairly. And breaking news, it is coming in at the moment in the Tamil Nadu Hoot tragedy. The government has sought 10 days' time from the High Court. 59 people, remember, have died so far in the illicit liquor tragedy in Tamil Nadu's Kalikurichi district. The AIADMK and the PMK have moved the Madras High Court seeking a CBI probe into the matter. Today, the state government was to file the action taken report following the similar tragedy that took place and 22 lives were claimed. Last week, the Madras High Court had made strong observations asking whether the state government had learnt any lessons from the tragedy. So the state government, which was due to file a status report in the High Court today, has in fact sought for a 10-day extension. Just a few days ago, M.K. Stalin had listed the action taken since then, but 59 people have died. Pressure mounts now on the M.K. Stalin government, with the AIADMK raising the pitch over CM's resignation over the illicit liquor tragedy. Tamil Nadu government has urged the Madras High Court for 10 more days to file a status report in the case. The next hearing, we're told, will take place now on the 3rd of July.